Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wes Farrell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting 8th. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goslin moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cronin. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Crowder moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crowder scores. Meyer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 2 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bluge for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell is walked intentionally. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cronin. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blutch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blutch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Milt Galatzer now playing left field. Sam Rice pinch hits for Aussie Bluge. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Bolton pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Harris pinch hits for General Crowder. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.